everybody. This is Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach, and I'm coming to you here with the October Energy Update. I'm just sort of taking the pulse to feel what energies are coming in October. September flew by for me, you guys. It was super energized. I definitely feel this leveling up energy. Again, if you are not leveling up, things are getting more uncomfortable for you. So in a leveling up process, you can feel the excitement and momentum, or you're going to feel like you're going through a breakdown. It's like one or the other right now, guys. So we've been pushing past our comfort zones in the past few months, and this is about like finding a new stride. So I'm hoping you feel a little bit of relief from this sort of intense year that we've been having, because it's going to keep getting intense in November and December, but I'm feeling like a little bit of a reprieve in October. It's like a little bit softer. So there'll still be themes of like expect the unexpected on the world stage, but also like endings and new beginnings in your own life in terms of something you got to let go of, something you got to let in, something that's no longer working, these types of things. So keep paying attention to these types of themes because these are going to be continuing. There's this sense though of like completion that I'm feeling over like, it's weird because when you think about the decade from 2020 to, 2030, there's this sense of like next year is like the middle. And so I feel like this completion of something and like a new set for like the second half of this decade, like we're completing the first part of this decade. And so there is this sense of completion and it's coming from October all the way to the end of the year, but it's really starting in this month of October. So whatever you've been working on for the past 4 or 5 years, that you might be ready for a breakthrough right now, okay, in the next few months. So we're leaving this sort of practical, intense Virgo energy, moving into this balance, airy Libra month. So this is going to feel like less pressure to move forward and more focus on like what's right in front of you. So when life is filled with endless choices, contradictions, chaos, Libra energy seeks to balance. It's about fairness. It's about balance. So that's what you want to look for again in your life. Whenever we're in an air month, it's always sort of like stand back and look at the big picture and be present. It's about really getting things into perspective. Okay. So it's also honoring, you want to honor duality in this kind of a month, meaning, there's darkness and there's light, or there's sadness and there's happiness. And it's sort of like moving into acceptance of that and doing your best to focus on the end of the stick, as Abraham would say, that is towards the solution for you. Okay. We always talk about this, guys, but where your focus goes, energy flows, we know it. So really using this month as a clarifier, and really noticing the duality in your life and where there's like imbalances could be really helpful. So the past few months have been about really looking deep inside and getting very honest with ourselves on, are we really walking in the direction we say we want to go? So I'm hoping that you've aligned your choices and your daily actions, because this is what really, it's never too late. Of course, you can always do this, but you kind of need to like arm yourself with your true power in the end of the month if you really want to take advantage of this wave of leveling up that I'm feeling. So in the fall season, look for themes of like simplicity, focused, gifts revealed, like your internal gifts, things about yourself. You're like, wow, I'm really good at that. Or wow, I got this. And teamwork. That's what I'm feeling like in October. So this may look like finding joy in small things or having more deliberate control of your focus, which, instead of getting emotionally hijacked by something or someone, this could be discovering gifts that you possess, or working with others that bring out a piece of you that you didn't realize you had. So this is a great time for new partnerships, workshopping plans, like-minded others. Like this is a great month to sort of like get stuff really moving. It may not come to full fruition this month, but it's like a workshopping month is the best way I can say it. So keep it simple though. It's almost like one thing at a time, slowing your pace. It's don't rush, don't push. It's less is more this month, more allowing than like making things happen. It's a time to sort of let it in instead of make it, forcing it to happen. But again, if you're inspired to action, if you're somebody who's like, running from taking things, then, you have to figure out where you are on this scale. Because most of us are like, I'm an A type. So like, if you tell me what to do, I'll do it. And so for me, I need to learn to relax and allow a little bit more. If you're sort of have boredom or depression or any of those energies, you got to sort of get energy moving so that you can get into a flow energy before you can let go, sort of. So just have your own discernment around that. But I'm speaking, this is speaking more to people that are more kind of like me and in that type of energy, because inspired action is always the best way. It will always yield the best results, because it's almost like the universe, when you have inspired action, the universe is like lighting up the path ahead of you. That's what it feels like. And that's why it's really fun. And so look for evidence of the universe's love and support for you. Because you, once you line up with your own choices, you'll start to see how the universe has your back. So in the coming months, you guys, there is, you know, the divisiveness, the ugliness, obviously the election here. Obviously we have Israel, we have Ukraine. I mean, it has been everywhere is hitting a tipping point of an explosion where there needs to be change. So, you know, like we've been talking about, the heat's getting turned up everywhere, because as humans beings, we don't change until we have to. So all of these systems are in the process of breaking down and being built up. And we felt this since the beginning of 2020, and this is going to continue. Okay. And we're again in the sort of entering 2025, the middle of this decade of massive transformation, which I said in 2020, this is the decade of transformation on every level. So the collective is coming to a tipping point where we can no longer function in the old ways. So this is a powerful and intense time. So being in control of your own energy is vital. It is so important to find your center. This means not allowing the world noise to throw you off your game. We need to be a stabilizing force right now. We need to be the light. We need to be the hope. Send love as much as you can. If there's something you don't like, bless it and choose something else instead of trying to push or resist. As we know, what you resist persists. And it's so important not to give into that energy, because there's a lot of it going on and you can get caught up in it. Okay. So when in doubt, just go within and get quiet, because true freedom, guys, which is what everybody wants, true freedom and power comes with clarity. And clarity on who you are, what you want, and where you're headed is the most powerful place to be. And that's where we all need to be in our own lives, and also about the world stage. It's like, it's all leading us where we need to go, no matter what it looks right now. So listen to the call as best as you can. You're always being called towards your highest truth. You just have to be listening. So sometimes I tell people, I go, if you don't have clarity, ask, show me the clarity. Give me the clarity. Show me the truth here. What is the truth here? It's a really powerful question, and you will be shown. It might take a day or two, but you will get that answer. You're powerful. You're free, and you choose to see what you want to see out in that world. And, you know, it made me think of these quotes, you know, the Albert Einstein quote, the most important decision we make is whether we believe we live in a friendly or hostile universe. And that is such a theme for us right now coming into these last months of the year. I feel the change. I feel the change in momentum, you guys. And I keep saying this, but things are speeding up. And if you aren't going with this energy, you're going to feel a massive tug of war inside of you. That's going to look like pain. It's going to look like negative emotion. It's going to look like fear, doubt, lack. So change is coming for everyone in ways we most need it. So please open up to who you choose to be. The other quotes I put in here, guys, because again, this is, I get these calls all the time from people like, oh, I'm doing the work and it's not coming. And I mean this with all of my heart and my love. If it's not coming, and this is what Abraham would say, if something you want is slow to come, can only be for one reason. You are spending more time focused upon its absence than you are its presence. And so guys, if something's not there, something's up. There's nothing wrong with the universe. It's like gravity, you know? No one's telling me they're floating above their beds every night, you know, because it's a law. So if something is slow to come, it is because you're focused more on the absence of it. So you think you're focusing on abundance, but you're constantly activating lack of abundance. So this is just something to really be aware of. Be the observer of where you really are in terms of your energy, your vibration, and your focus. The last quote that I absolutely love is, everything is unfolding perfectly. And as you relax and find ease in your attitude of trust, knowing that well-being is your birthright, amazing things will happen. Things the likes that which you have never seen before. That is the energy of October. When I saw that quote, I was like, that is it. That's the feeling I'm feeling. So have an amazing month, you guys. Look forward to chatting with you in November. Lots of big changes happening over here. So I will keep you up to date when there is more solid things to chat about in November. Lots of new things happening at Intuition by Nadia for the new year. All right, guys, have an amazing October.